What a nice song. An oldie but goodie.
One More Time.
One More Time.
Boy.
No kidding, yeah.
Those guys sound pretty nice together,
don't they?
They still
sound that good?
They still sound approximately that good.
I wish they could all come in here and sit down for an hour. I'd like to talk to them.
We should book them.
We should.
Get them in here next time.
It'd be fun.
There probably will be a next time because Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the folk rock super group, who do their thing at 7:30 tonight at Starlight Theater in Swope Park. These guys have been around for 43 or 4 years.
Isn't that amazing?
So they'll probably be around for another few years.
I grew up on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You going to see them?
I'm tempted.
Yeah. I thought about it.
I'm tempted. As I will now attempt to tempt others to go see them. You know, each member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, is that right?
Not once, but twice.
Really?
Well, yeah.
As a group and then individually?
Individually.
See? There you go.
Correct. Individually, David Crosby also inducted as one of the Byrds. Stephen Stills got in as part of the Buffalo Springfield, and Graham Nash got in with the Hollies.
Mm.
More than 4 decades since they played their first gig where? First gig, first time they ever played together on a stage in front of people. It's sort of a famous factlet.
My mama's basement.
That's even more famous.
Yeah.
1969 Woodstock Festival.
Oh, is that right?
I don't even
That's
think.
That's their first gig.
That was their very first time. And, you know, if you go back and watch, it was a great commercial for their album, which I don't even think had been released yet.
Wow.
But if you go back and listen, you know, our ears can be unforgiving. I mean, they're not really in tune. They really hadn't gotten as good as they were going
to get.
You know,
it's interesting. Tim Finn had a story in today's newspaper about groups today and these oldie groups sort of still touring the country. And he asked the question, you know, will today's groups command the same loyalty 40 years down the road as some of these groups like Crosby, Stills, and Nash are today?
Yeah.
Interesting question.
Yeah.
What do you think?
They won't. No.
No.
Absolutely.
Can't happen.
No. Well, you know, every generation thinks that their music was the best.
Yeah. So why wouldn't...
So it will. Sure they will.
Okay, yeah.
I think the problem, not a problem, but this is an interesting question. Really hadn't thought about it because I never think before I come on here.
Really?
I only think when I'm
Don't
here.
Don't tell me that now.
Only when I'm here is that there's so many choices now. There's so much to remember and become nostalgic about. So more might be lost. Conversely, more might not be lost because we'll have twice as kajillion channels 20 years from now as we do now. So
well,
it's all niched out.
Good point.
But back to our faves, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. A lot of personal and public struggles over these many years, but they hung in there. They're living legends. It's better to be a living legend than a dead legend. But I swear to goodness, Graham Nash tonight, he's still going to tunefully ride on the Marrakesh Express. And Stephen Stills is still going to urge folks in a very rock and roll way to love the one you're with. And David Crosby, he's still going to let his freak flag fly, if only so we don't have to, Steve. And
can't believe David Crosby is still here.
He's still got long hair.
People would have lost bets on that one.
Well, I may have shared this with you before, but there was a time, it's been a number of years, back when he went to jail, I think. You know, he got the drug problems and he went to jail. He's much better now. But I do remember him, and I'm not trying to besmirch his rep or anything. He did a pretty good job of that himself. But he was wandering, in my view, quite aimlessly around the tour bus at Starlight Theater quite a few years ago. He's not wandering anymore. He's much more focused now, I think.
Okay.
Saw a little interview on CBS recently, and they're very alert and very bright and still very, very good.
That's Crosby, Stills, and Nash tonight at Starlight Theater, right?
Weekend starts early.
Well, once they had a dance, they called the bunny hop. Now the cats are in a trance. All they want to do is bop. When the band begins to rock and it's rocking to your blues, if you think
and who do we have here?
You like that, don't you?
That's something.
I can tell from that smile that's growing on your face.
She's fun to listen to.
She is fun to listen to. She was then and she is now and will be at 8:30 Friday night at Knucklehead Saloon.
Wanda Jackson.
Jackson. Wanda, the queen of rockabilly and the 1950s and early 60s, the now 74-year-old Oklahoma native briefly...
Really?
Yes, briefly dated Elvis Presley long before she was 74, back in 1955.
Well, that was like... But half the country dated Elvis at some point.
Well, you stole my thunder there. I was going to say, how many people briefly dated Elvis? And what do we mean by briefly? Momentarily... was with Elvis.
And anyway, what do you mean by dated?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she did. And I think that's resume worthy, you know, give her credit. She was opening for him on tour fresh out of high school. And And she had a trend-setting sense of glamour back in the day for a female country singer. She wore fringe dresses, big jewelry, big earrings, high heels on stage. Nobody did that if you were a girl singer for country back then.
Yeah.
Her rockabilly bands included then-unknowns back in the day, Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
Wow.
That was Honey Bop from 1958. She followed it up in 59 with Fujiyama Mama. Yes, a number one hit in Japan, where she also successfully toured. I'm not kidding. And Let's Have a Party in 1960. Interestingly, she went country in the 60s and 70s, and you know, she's had comings and goings. But she had a thing with Jack White last year, a collaboration with ultra-hip rocker Jack White of White Stripes fame, and they put out an album called The Party Ain't Over. And trust me, The Party Ain't Over for Wanda Jackson. That's Friday night at Knucklehead Saloon.
8:30.
You know nothing about me and care even less. How could you understand our emptiness? You plundered our wisdom, our knowledge, our wealth. In bleeding us dry, you long for our spirit. But that you will never possess.
And what do we have here?
That sounds rather forbidding.
Yes, it does.
Doesn't it? She's not
happy. Yes.
That's a bit from Elton John and Tim Rice's Tony Award-winning Broadway musical, Aida, which debuted on Broadway. Was very, very successful back in 2000, based on Giuseppe Verdi's Italian language opera of the very same name. It is happening at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts tonight through Sunday. It wraps up its run. It's actually being presented by Starlight Theater, but Starlight's so busy having rock and roll acts on stage that you know, they've got to farm it out. The story, in a nutshell, is about the forbidden love between an enslaved Nubian princess and an Egyptian soldier whose nations are at war, and that's never easy, Steve. That's tough.
Yeah, that's at the Kauffman this weekend, right?
Yep.
Okay. I like these guys.
Aha!
Yes.
Aha! You like this?
Big fan. Sure. Absolutely.
We're
Who's
talking
not?
Quixotic.
Quixotic. Yeah.
Fusion. Now that's actually one of the other acts on the bill. That's Emancipator. He's an American trip hop producer. He's very, very popular. But here's the bill. It's Quixotic Dance Fusion here from Kansas City with Emancipator and the Floozies. They're going to do their, you know, get your avant-garde on. Basically, is what's going to happen. That's at 7 Saturday night at Crossroads, KC. There will be fire. There will be aerial acrobatics. There will be a contortionist. No expense will be spared.
Wow.
Sure, they could have had two contortionists, but it's better just to focus on one, I think.
Yeah.
It's better. And this Emancipator guy, just a few years ago, he broke out on the web with a record called Soon It Will Be Cold Enough. And very soon it will be very warm. Very warm. And that's happening.
That sounds kind of
Saturday
interesting.
Night. It's very
that's
interesting.
Kind of intriguing.
It's out there. It's different. Challenge yourself. Saturday, Crossroads, KC.
And all of Brian's picks will be up on our website this afternoon. And finally today, Steve Kramer, stand-up comedian.
Kansas City's own Steve Kramer. This is on the Kansas side. We get something for our Kansas listeners. He also sings. He plays guitar. But his big thing is stand-up comedy with lots of great impressions of Al Pacino, Regis Philbin, Christopher Walken, John Travolta, Sean Connery. You know who sounds like Sean Connery?
No.
Bing in the new Batman movie.
Really?
Bing, trust me. Go and see it. It's like Sean Connery should be picking up the phone, talking to his agent.
It.
Okay,
yeah.
Real quick. Steve Kramer, funny guy from Kansas City. 8 tonight. Shows Friday and Saturday nights, also Sunday, at Stanford & Sons Comedy Club at the Legends Shopping Mall.
And that's Brian McTavish. Buddy, thanks for coming in.
Buddy, thanks for having me.
Always good to have you. Again, you can find his weekend to-do list on our website, KCUR.com. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow, an historical look at our love-hate relationship with fat. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.